My name is James Buffkin, and I've been nominated to serve as an elder at Emmanuel, and I wanted to share my testimony with you and tell you a little bit about me and my family. I've been married to India for 10 years, and we have an 8-year-old daughter named Zion, a 5-year-old son named Little James, and a 3-year-old son named Jude, and we look forward to welcoming another daughter into the world later this month. My wife and I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and for the past 13 years, I've worked for Ford Motor Company. In 2012, I accepted a transfer from my plant in Detroit to here in Louisville, and we visited Emmanuel for the first time in June of 2012, and we became members in September of 2012. I came to know the Lord in 2001. I grew up in a home where my father and mother took me and my sisters to church every Sunday, but the first time that I thought about death and heaven and hell was when I was 8 years old. And what made me think about this was being at the funeral of the pastor of the church that we attended. Before the funeral, people walked past the casket to view the body, and I walked past with my parents. And when I saw our pastor lying in that casket, I can remember being afraid of dying and wondering what would happen to me when I died. So later on that night after the funeral, I asked my father what happened to people when they died. And his response was that if you receive Jesus into your heart, you'll go to heaven. Then he asked me if I wanted to receive Jesus. And my response was yes. I said this simply because heaven sounded better than hell. So my dad had me repeat what we know as the sinner's prayer. But I know that I wasn't saved after I said that prayer, because after I said the prayer, I was the same old kid. I was quote unquote good when my parents were around, but when my parents were away, I was a totally different kid. As a teenager, I had a very rebellious heart, and I wanted nothing to do with God or church. I hated going to church, and I even told my father once that I would never become a Christian. Even though I felt this way, my parents still made me go to church. When I was a senior in high school, I can remember planning my exit strategy from church. I can remember thinking that I would be an adult soon, and my parents wouldn't be able to force me to go to church anymore. When I graduated from high school, I also graduated from church. For 2 years after high school, I didn't go to church one time. And during this time, I lived out the sins that I was enslaved to. My life was marked by sexual immorality, drunkenness, and anger. And as I lived out this sin, I began to be dissatisfied with my life, and I brought my parents much grief. At this point, I didn't feel sorrow or regret over the sin, but only for the consequences that my sin brought. I was dissatisfied with the direction of my life, and I felt like my life lacked meaning and purpose. And in an attempt to fill this void in my life, I strongly considered becoming a Muslim. And this was really due to the influence of two men that I knew. I hadn't really read the Quran or really looked deeply into what Muslims believed, but something about Islam seemed attractive to me when I compared it to Christianity. After a night of hanging out, I remember coming home and going to my room. And while I was in my room, I began to think about my life. And for whatever reason, I opened up an old Bible that I had in my room. I just remember kind of flipping through that Bible and then closing it and then praying. And this was the first time in my life that I actually thought that I was a sinner and that I regarded God as holy. I knew that I wanted and that I needed Jesus to save me. Over the next couple of days, I had a desire to read the Bible, but I didn't really know where to start. So I started at the beginning with the book of Genesis. Before I knew it, I was working my way through the Bible and I couldn't stop. The God who I formerly hated, I now loved, and the sin I once loved, I now hated. I read through the whole Bible in 4 months, and began to go back to church, and I had a strong desire to live holy, to study the Bible, and even to teach the Bible. I didn't understand this at the time, but the Lord saved me even though I wasn't seeking him. I was actually seeking after a false man-made religion. But I learned later and know now that God had chosen me from before the foundation of the world, and he sovereignly called me to himself. He took out my rebellious, stony heart and gave me a new heart, one that would seek after him and love him and repent and put my trust in Christ and what he had accomplished on my behalf to save me. Since my family and I have been at Emmanuel, we have grown in so many ways. We've grown through the regular systematic preaching, through books of the Bible, and this is in contrast to topical sermons that I grew up hearing. When I used to go to church on Sunday mornings, I would always think, I wonder what the pastor is going to preach about today. But the preaching at Emmanuel has really helped me to grow in my understanding of the word, and it's been really beneficial to me and my family to be exposed to the whole counsel of God and not just what's on the pastor's heart on any particular Sunday. My family and I have grown in prayer through participating in prayer rooms and praying for our missionaries all over the world. This has changed me and even helped my private prayer. It's been a joy to get to know some of the people that my family and I had prayed for over the years. Families like Andy and Emily Morris, Nathan and Abigail McBroom, and Matt and Ashley McCartney. We prayed for these families before we ever met them. But through prayer, even before we met them, there was a connection, and we felt like we were partnering in the ministry that they were doing thousands of miles away. Lastly, I would say that my family and I have grown through living in community with our brothers and sisters. This has really been transformative because we have been built up and encouraged by our brothers and sisters, as well as having the opportunity to build up and encourage our brothers and sisters. What do I appreciate about Emmanuel? There are so many things, but just to name a few, I'm thankful that Emmanuel genuinely loves God, loves the gospel, and loves one another. When we came to Emmanuel, I was amazed to see the love for God and the gospel demonstrated by seeing so many people uprooting their lives and their families for the sake of making Jesus known where he isn't yet known. I'm thankful that Emmanuel is such a hospitable church. And I'm thankful that Emmanuel is a reproducing church that's committed to raising up leaders and sending them out. Most churches seek to keep their best, but Emmanuel sends out their best for God's glory and for the sake of the gospel. Lastly, in what ways has the Lord equipped me to serve as an elder? The Lord has given me a deep love for his word and a love for his people. I genuinely love the people of Emmanuel, and I have a burden to see the body become more and more like Jesus and be built up in sound teaching. Titus 1:9 says that elders not only teach sound doctrine, but they must also refute those who contradict it. So I also have a burden not only to teach sound doctrine, but also to guard the body from false teaching and to see sound doctrine understood and lived out in the body. Also, I would say that the Lord has allowed both me and India to do well in hospitality. We love to have people in our home. Having people in our home allows the opportunity to teach, to encourage, to counsel, and to disciple believers. And we also like to have unbelievers in our home because this is an opportunity to teach the gospel, to explain the gospel, and to answer questions about what we believe as Christians. Emmanuel, thank you for listening, and I hope that this is helpful to you. And please approach me if you have any other questions about me. And I look forward to meeting many of you whom I don't know, and even having many of you in our home. Thank you.